You're listening to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. This show was once about business, LinkedIn, and my life with an autoimmune disease. And then one day I found out I was misdiagnosed, so I had to switch things up a bit. Life is so short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. I'm on a mission to help women take their business and life to that next level they deserve to be at. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today, and I cannot wait to share these amazing stories of other female entrepreneurs who will be featured on the show. If you have a story or brand you want to share, send me a message on Facebook and Instagram today. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic. I would love to connect with you. Do you want a live chat during this episode? Make sure you're listening on iHeartRadio. I'm here to remind you to work hard, stay humble, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to The Happy Workaholic Podcast. And now let's get into today's show. Are you someone who enjoys a schedule? Are you obsessed with that new planner of yours? Do you love the feeling at the end of the day when your to-do list is checked off? Maybe you're ready to get super focused in your home and work life. Well, my friends, I have just the gift for you. I've created some business, mindset, and organizational tools that are available for you today. Simply visit thehappyworkaholic.com and sign up to receive my weekly newsletter. Once you confirm your email, those tools are sent your way, as well as a link for you to join my exclusive Facebook group, The Happy Workaholic Network. This is a community for women who want it all and deserve it all. It's a place for you to meet others just like you to share what you have going on in your everyday life. New business, new baby, new recipes, new workouts, and so much more. It's all allowed because, as I always say, sharing is caring. The Happy Workaholic Network is also the home for the conversations to continue after each episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. If this sounds like something that you want to become a part of, then join us today. I cannot wait to see you in the group. And don't forget to tag me on Facebook and Instagram at The Happy Workaholic when using your tool so I can share your work on my stories. Hey everyone, welcome back to a brand new show. Today I want to share with you some of my tips and tricks and what I do personally in my own business and how I provide the best service possible, how I'm growing a profitable business, and how I'm retaining clients. So let's just dive right in. First and foremost, you need to be doing what you love. You need to be doing something that you're passionate about, because if you're not, it's going to show. Right now, everything in my life is revolved around podcasting, whether it's coaching clients, whether it's producing, whether it's recording, getting interviewed, recording with somebody that's coming on my show, all day, all night, it revolves around podcasting. And if you follow me on social media, then you'll see like how excited I am. And I always say, I'm so excited, and I'm always using exclamation points. That's just my vibe. And I'm just like so passionate about helping other women and female entrepreneurs and some men now launch their podcasts. And I think it's so important because everybody is launching a podcast because they're passionate about their business or a message that they want to share. And a podcast is the perfect place for you to do that. And I'm just so in love with this platform. I never thought that I would be here, and I am, and I'm so incredibly grateful. And you can see how much I love it, the way that I talk, the way that I act, just talking to people in everyday life. And you really need to be in that spot for you to be successful. These are just, by the way, my opinions. And then second, you need to be able to provide the best service possible. I think that my background in working in so many restaurants really helped. At a young age, I started working in a family business, waiting on customers, and I think that really helped I've worked and opened over 20 restaurants, and being able to provide the best service for a customer, you know, if their meal wasn't right, you go above and beyond, you comp that meal, you offer them free dessert, whatever the case may be, those little things in my life so long ago prepped me for where I am today. You know, as a makeup artist professionally traveling the world, if somebody didn't like their lashes the way that I glued them on, then I take them off and I put them back on. And that's just going above and beyond. Some makeup artists may not do that and throw on some extra wing liner and call it a day. But I've taken them off and I fixed it. And at the end of the day, especially if it was a celebrity, that stuff is so important because they're walking a red carpet and they're getting photos taken of them. And that's your work. You need to be proud of your work. So that's another way that I, you know, would be going above and beyond in providing the best service possible for my clients when I was doing makeup. And then when I moved into luxury travel and I'm working on yachts and jets, and that's really where my game had to step up. And, you know, there can't be fingerprints on any little thing. A straw needs to be at a 90 degree angle. The line needs to be cut a certain way and diagonal from the straw on a rimmed salted glass for a cocktail of their choice. Or, you know, the carpet needs to be vacuumed a certain way. The boat needs to be polished a certain way. There needs to be certain snacks on the aircraft. And those little things are expected. And if they're not done the way that they're requested, you basically don't have a job. So when I was producing events, when I was doing all of this luxury travel and having all these super, super high-end clients, they're paying hundreds and thousands of dollars for their yacht charter or for their flight across the country, and you need to step up your game. I mean, you can't even get into this industry unless you're good at providing service and you have connects and can get in. Once you're in, you are set, because those worlds are so small, as are so many other communities and industries. You know, it's all word of mouth. So in the yachting and private aviation industry, being able to go above and beyond, I mean, you really have no choice. So with all of those experiences in my life, personally, the last 20 something years, totally just dated myself. I've been able to learn from all of these industries I've been in and take pieces of each one and put it into my own business and my everyday life so that I can provide the best service for my clients, so that I can go above and beyond. And it's just really a way of life for me. Like, I don't even think about it. It's just like, okay, here's your to-do list. Now you need to do more. And that's just how I roll. That's how I work. That's always how my brain's, you know, worked. That's always how I've worked with my clients. And that's just, I feel like, what they deserve. You should always go and do something that's not expected. You know, if you have a list from like craft services for a special event, or if you're, you know, at a concert and a celebrity comes in and they're expecting things in the green room, if they're making a TV appearance and those things aren't there, they've requested them. That's a thank you for coming on my show. So you always want to go and do something that's above and beyond, something that's not expected, especially when it's your own business. Because you know what? Those things, those little touches are so appreciative. They're so appreciated on the other end. Your clients will just be like, wow, this is why I invested in this person. This is why I'm doing this. And I do this with every single client, depending on what they're hiring me for. I always know that I have like a little list in the back of my mind, like, this is what I'm going to do for them that's extra, because they deserve it. They've invested their time and their money in me, and I want to, you know, say thank you and do something else for them. So another thing, speaking of clients, is that when you're done working with them, the first thing out of your mouth should be, I would love it if you could write me a review. Reviews and testimonials are so important. I actually, I have my reviews on my Facebook page, and then from there I bring them to my website, and I also have screenshots of them. They were on my Instagram highlight, but I had taken them off because I'm doing like a rebranding, so I actually need to get them back up. But I have them screenshot and I have them on a highlight on my Instagram. So when people are finding you on Instagram, they can scroll through and say, oh, wow, look at all these reviews. And that just builds a know, like, and trust factor, which I'm sure you've heard of a million times on the interwebs. So by asking for those immediate reviews, you will go so much further than you would if you didn't have them. I'm telling you, everyone that tags me on Facebook and Instagram and is sending me business, everyone's looking for a podcast. Are they serious? I'd say 75% of them. When it comes to getting on the phone and talking to them, like I give them the information that they need, and I really tell them how much work is involved, because I don't want them to think it's just like, oh, I can just record. Like, there's a lot of technical stuff that's involved. There's a lot of scripts and content and strategy and branding and design and production. Like, there's a lot involved in a show. It's not just like, let me put a show up. Like, that's not how it works, especially when you work with me. And I let them know right away. But when I'm tagged on Facebook and Instagram, my clients and people that know me on the internet and in my community are tagging me, sending me clients. So what I actually recently did, I feel like it was about a month ago now, is I came up with an affiliate program. So I could use a couple $100 and invest in Facebook ads, right? And who knows where that's going to get me. So rather than doing that, I actually came up with an incentive program, an affiliate program for the clients I have now, as well as anybody else that wanted to sign up, so that they could make a percentage. So what I did was I have them sign up on my website. So if you actually visit thehappyworkaholic.com, you'll see it right there, and you too can sign up. Any client you send my way, you actually receive a 20% commission. And I just paid out some last night, and it just feels so good because it's like I'm giving back to my community. Nobody has to tag me on Facebook and Instagram. Nobody needs to be sending me business, but they are. So as a thank you, I'm giving them 20% commission. That's a high number. Most people would do like 5-10%, but I'm constantly tagged on Facebook and Instagram. And because of that, I am now on a waiting list for business. I cannot take on one more client until July 1st, which is effing unbelievable. I've never been in this position before when it comes to podcasting. Everybody wants a podcast, and I cannot take on any more clients because I've retained clients from over a year ago. I'm still working with a lot of the same women, and a way that I've gone about that is that if you're working with X amount of clients and you really want to keep the business going with them, you need to offer some kind of incentive. So last year I was working with a couple of women and I knew that they wanted to move forward, and I'm like, listen, I need to know how many clients I have set up for the year. So let's move forward with this price, and this will cover you for the year. And so I was able to retain a lot of clients that way. And those are the ones that keep referring me. And I also have other clients that came on board early 2019 that are still referring business to me. My business right now is 99% referrals. I have only one client that's found me on their own and through Instagram. The rest is all referrals, every single client, and I am maxed out. I cannot produce another podcast. I'm doing so many shows a week, and it's absolutely unbelievable. I mean, I'm pulling 12, 14-hour days right now because I have such a huge workload, but I'm not complaining about it because I freaking love it. Like, all of my clients are just so psyched about their podcast, and I could not be like any more excited. They're super nervous at first, and like they're like, oh, my voice. And that's so common. I mean, I still sound like a 12-year-old. I talk a mile a minute, but that's just me and my personality, and I'm over it because my show is very successful and it works for me. So obviously if you're listening, it works for you too. But I just like would never be in this position if it wasn't for, you know, providing the best service, going above and beyond, providing incentives for my clients that I have to retain them for an entire year so I can map out my quarters and my year, like how many more clients can I possibly take on. And then you, what I just mentioned, an affiliate program, some incentive for all of your followers. Like if you're going to tag me, you don't have to tag me. Now, when you tag me and somebody comes on board and I retain that client, then you're going to get a 20% commission. And that's just something that I decided to do. I felt like it was really important because I don't want to spend money on ads and do all of that. And honestly, I need somebody to take care of that for me. and I don't want to pay somebody. I don't want to have, you know, ads going out into the universe of social media. And I'd prefer to grow my audience and grow my community in the way that I'm doing it now. And it's really paying off. It's really working out. It's nice to get, you know, a couple hundred bucks through your PayPal for just tagging somebody on Facebook. I mean, why the hell not? So that's just something I've personally done that I've created for my own business that, I really wanted to do as a thank you just for all of the business, especially over the last couple of months and this month in particular. Because it's just so important to me to give back. So that's just my two cents on that. As far as, you know, having a system in place and being organized so that you can be successful and profitable in your business, my way would be in a notebook. I am the queen of notebooks. I have so many notebooks. I don't throw them away because what if a client reaches out to me from like forever ago and they needed something? I know where to find it. And yes, I could have it on my computer, but I work really well with my little notebooks. And I think I mentioned this on another show, but one of my clients was asking me, like, how do you keep all of us like in check, like organized? And I said, every single day I have a new 2 pages in my notebook. The left side is my list. The right side is all of my clients. I do that system every single day. In my planner, I have all of my calls, my recordings, my interviews, my schedule in my actual planner. So my notebook has to come with me everywhere I go. My planner needs to come with me everywhere I go. They fit perfectly in my purse because it's huge. And that's just my system. I have a color-coded highlighting system. So when I look at my month at a glance and my days and the week, I know exactly what's going on. So, for example, orange is my color for calls and recordings and interviews, and my entire weeks have been filled with orange. It used to be blue, and blue was filled with all of my medical appointments. That no longer is the case, thank God. And I have my workouts, my meditation. I have to schedule all of this shit because if I don't, I'm not going to do it. And so that's just my personal system. And if you need one, you can do a notebook situation. You can do something online. I've used Trello before. If you have a team, that's something that's really great to use. There's other apps and formats that you can use online that are free to keep you scheduled and organized. I obviously put a million alarms on my phone so that I don't miss calls and meetings and recordings and all that fun stuff. So reviews, you have to consistently ask for reviews. Make sure that every single person that you've worked with starting today sends you a review, writes a review and a recommendation on your Facebook that you can then add to your website. Have them send you or tag you on your Instagram stories, an Instagram post, something on LinkedIn, and do those reviews and recommendations right off the bat. That way you don't forget. I have a list of people that are, I'm still waiting on reviews. Like this is just these are just really important to me. So I make sure I follow up like, hey, remember my review? And those are really important because if I have prospective clients and they're looking me up and checking out like what I do online, the first thing they want to do is go there. Just think of it as Yelp. How many times have you wanted to check out a new restaurant or somewhere and the first thing you do is go to Yelp or you Google or you go to their reviews on the internet? Like you want to see. I mean, I was just on Groupon last night looking at massages and the first thing I did was look at the reviews. It's just a very common practice. And so I feel like if you are running a business, you should have your reviews. You need to ask for them. They're not just going to do it. So speaking of reviews, I would love it. Do you know what I'm going to ask you right now? If you could leave me a review on iTunes. I would really, really love it if you could leave me a review on iTunes. Let me know what you think about any of my episodes. Let me know what you would love to hear more of. As soon as you leave me a review, I'm going to give you a shout out on the next episode. I would really appreciate it. It would really help others find my show and really help, spread the word and grow my community. But the most important factor of this is that you're going to leave me a review, letting me know what you think of the show, but also what it is that you want to hear more of. So it helps me put together the best content for you. So again, if you're listening on Apple and iTunes and Apple Podcasts, all you need to do is scroll all the way down to the bottom and leave a review, not just a 5 stars. Like, please just write a couple sentences. It takes 2 minutes. And then I'm going to give you a shout out on the next episode. It would really, really mean a lot. I have been saying so much lately, and I need to start cutting those words out of my show. I'm so sorry. So, and I just said it again. I'm so glad that you're here to the end of the episode. I have lots going on. And also, I just wanted to share that I have a few spots open for commercials. So if you're looking to get your business, your brand, and your service in front of a global audience, find me on Facebook and Instagram. I'm at The Happy Workaholic. I would love to talk to you. I can send you my media kit. Let's just connect. And then also, as a reminder, my shows are now Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monday shows are focused on personal development and mindset and so much more. Wednesday continues the I Chose This Life series, where I'm interviewing other female entrepreneurs and they're sharing with us why they are in the business that they're in now, the journey, the struggles, the stories. You're going to hear about them on Wednesdays. On Fridays, the shows will continue to be all about business. So I hope that today's show helped you guys, and I hope that you are ready to go above and beyond and provide the best service possible for your clients so that you can have a profitable and successful business that you are truly in love with, like I am with mine. If you guys have any questions, I'm going to be spending a lot more time on Twitter as well. You can find me at Kellyanne Gorman. The link is in the show notes. And if you're looking to join a growing community online, I would love to have you in the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. And that's all I have for you guys today. I hope that you have a wonderful weekend, and I will talk to you again soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you liked this episode, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. And if you have 2 minutes and listening on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, I would love it if you could leave me a review. Those messages mean so much to us podcasters, and they really help me create more of the content that you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? It's simple. Head to Facebook and search for the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself, coaching programs, weekly newsletter, and more, visit thehappyworkaholic.com. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is part of the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Be sure to follow the Happy Workaholic Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.